You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM, and we have live in our booth Amos Joannides. And did I get that right, Amos?
Yeah, you actually did.
All right, Amos Joannides, and we featured him on our playlist for quite a while now, and there's a good reason for that. A lot of great talent. And we have also, for harmony with us, Amos, would you like to introduce?
This is the lovely Mylène Charpentier.
Yes, before, what has been your musical influences? I know it's a question you're asked all the time. Mm-hmm. But it's
but I never get the I never get the question right. I seem to always have trouble with that one. Basically, to be totally honest, I listen to everything. Like I listen to jazz. I listen to a lot of funk. I listen to classical. I mean, I was raised on Johann Sebastian Bach. I think is still to this day one of the most amazing composers. Realistically, I think some of the major influences that have sort of helped me sing and be comfortable in my voice and in my guitar playing has been a guy named Martin Sexton, who is out of Boston, Massachusetts. The guy is phenomenal. And I guess you could even say like I've been influenced by Jason Mraz and by Jack Johnson, or at least that I sound a bit like them. And yeah, I mean, there have been so many influences along the way. I used to listen to Cat Stevens. I mean, I grew up listening to everything. I never really had a favorite band for more than 2 weeks when I would, you know, listen to nothing but, you know, and then...
Funny, listening to you, my impressions were a mix of, and of course, everything is based on your own personal experiences, and I'm sure your music comes from your life, but the sound is reminiscent of Simon and Garfunkel mixed with a bit of Jim Croce to me, but that's just my interpretation. But people listening, you know, that's what music is all about, I guess, is you get out of it what you want.
Mm-hmm. I've been told exactly those two. In fact, people have told me, yeah, Jim Croce. My roommate, Andrew Gilbo, actually told me, he actually showed me some videos of Jim Croce, who I thought was amazing. And you said Simon and Garfunkel, yeah,
yes.
huge influences as well. I mean, I can't think of pretty much anybody that I might sound like that's relatively well known. I probably was influenced by realistically.
What's nice is you have your own sound.
I do have my own sound. It's true.
Yeah,
it's true. I've been realizing that lately too, and I've been told that recently too by people in the biz a little bit, yeah. Which is, you know, helpful if I want to.
Trying to pigeonhole artists is something I try to stay away from, but you know, I came up with that question anyway. So there you go. That's no, it.
I really don't mind, man.
That happens. Away.
It's called My Name Is Amos. It's probably the folkiest tune I've ever written in my life. You can hear it in the guitar. It's very folk influenced. I think it was, I was living in Florida for about 5.5 years. Basically, I was on the road for Zever. I was in Vietnam. I was really a vagabond for many, many years, close to 10 years of my life. And when I moved back to Montreal, it was actually, I think, the first or one of the first songs, but I think it was the first song I wrote when I got back to Montreal. And it's just about being, it's influenced by like the folk scene here. I started taking folk guitar lessons here and stuff. I always like to take guitar lessons. And it's really just about having been on the road. A lot of my songs are. And just being happy to be home and just being influenced by the scene and my friends and just playing.
So home is Montreal.
Home, Montreal, Eastern Townships. I mean, I was born in Montreal, lived there for 10 years, and then I've been living in Knowlton, you know, with my parents growing up, and then...
Well, I know it wasn't very hard to tempt you back to the townships, so I think you have some pretty good ties here.
I love it. I love it here. It's definitely an escape, too, from the city. I mean, after being so far away for so long, Montreal and the Eastern Townships being an hour and a half away is, I mean, it's just one and the same for me. Montreal is no, you know what I mean? It's so close together compared to where I was, you know, living.
Well, that might be the next fusion. Municipal fusion that happens, Montreal and Sherbrooke.
And soon,
I'm just throwing that in politics.
Soon it'll all be China.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so, you know, being Montreal based while born in Montreal and hanging around the townships a lot, mm-hmm. Probably had a lot of influences on that. You've been working on other tunes as well?
Absolutely. Many, 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 too many.
Too many. I know we've been featuring your music here. We've been featuring several cuts from your CD. Mm-hmm. Was that your first CD?
Mm. Yeah, it was the first one I ever let the public hear. When I was living in Florida, I recorded two separate projects, one of which was pretty big production. But I never released it for one reason or another, usually just because I didn't quite feel good about it. I didn't feel, you know, I didn't feel ready to release it. And so this is the first CD that I feel good about, and I released, and I've sold, you know, thousands of copies, and it's on the radio, and I feel good about it.
Yeah, well, we feel very good about it here, too. We really enjoy playing it.
I can
Our
tell.
Listeners enjoy hearing it. They let us know.
Oh, I hope you do, listeners.
Yeah, they do. So you're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. We're here live in the booth with Amos Joannides and backup singer...
Mylène Charpentier.
Mylène.
The one beautiful. And only. Beautiful. Wonderfully melodic. Incredible. I love this girl.
Yeah, great melodies. Very great melodies. Thing. That's very nice.
Tell me. Well, actually, you know what? It's really straightforward. If you listen to the lyrics, it's... yeah, I can say it's pretty straightforward, except for the fact that the song speaks for itself, actually.
All right, we'll do that. You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM to tell us the mysterious origins of that song, Tell Me. So do tell me.
Well, okay, I'll be honest with you. I actually have no idea what it's about. And for the simple reason that it was one of those songs that I was strumming my guitar and the melody just sort of came to me alongside the words. I never wrote that one down or anything like that. It was just one of those kind of very intuitive flowing. And you can hear it in the song. It's very flowing. It's very airy. You know, you can almost like be listening to it in an ethereal state. I think that's just one of those songs that... I don't really know what it means. It feels meaningful to me, if that makes sense to you. And I enjoy singing and I enjoy the words, but I don't have any particular conscious inspiration for it.
It's probably very subconscious, and it's probably one of the ones that will stay in your mind the longest, simply because of that. All right, so Amos Joannides telling us about his music, and we've been with Amos Joannides.
Yes, Hollywoodism. Love this song. It's really... Again, actually, this one came pretty intuitively as well. I was thinking about my originality and who I was, just as a person and as an artist. And it always sounds a little arrogant to talk about yourself, like, oh, as you know, as an artist, I believe this, you know. But the truth is, I don't want to buy Hollywoodism, you know, and I want to be able to be myself in this world. And it's a bit of a love song as well, so I sort of throw that in there, like, you know, I don't want to be without you kind of thing. This song is very, very new, and Mylène and I have been singing it together now for about 2 weeks, and I just feel good about it. It's just a really fun song to do. And it cannot be heard at amosj.com, where you can hear other songs.
Well, any song that has the words in it, I don't care if they sell CDs in their underwear, it's okay with me.
Well, actually, that's it's a different song.
Oh, a different song?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What song was that?
I don't wanna buy Hollywoodism. That one doesn't have this
Oh, it's Hollywood 1 and 2?
No, well, Hollywoodism doesn't have the CDs part.
Okay.
So that's another one.
Yeah, great. So you've been listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM, live interview with Amos Joannides, which is always great fun for us and very, very enjoyable to the listeners.
I've been cordially invited to the Massivany Auditorium by a woman named Daphne Staples, who's organizing the show for me. And just basically because the students at Massivany have been very loyal fans. You know, they've been like some of my biggest supporters, actually. They're really amazing students there. And so on the 13th of April, mark this down with a pen and paper because it's going to be awesome. And I really mean that. It's going to be a really fantastic show. April 13th, it's a Monday night. It's Easter Monday. At 7 o'clock, the doors open. I think tickets are $8. And at the Massivany Auditorium in Cowansville, the opening band is called Do Me Justice, headed by Matt Thompson. They're going to be playing for about 20 to 25 minutes or so. And then I will be performing about an hour and a half set with my friend Mylène here and a very good friend of mine from Florida. His name is Alfredo Rivero. He is, no joke, a world-class guitarist. This guy is amazing and it's worth it just to see him. And what else to say about it? I want people there. I want as many people as there as possible. It's going to be a fantastic show. I'm really looking forward to it. I feel really good about it. And I hope you can come. And if you're worried about the dates and you can't remember the dates, you can always check, I'm sure, on this website. And you can also check on my website, which is amosj.com. There's an events page and there's a calendar there and you can check that out.
All right. And to repeat that, that's on April 13th, Monday, April 13th. And at the Massivany School.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And starts at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Early show because it's a Monday night.
Yeah. Tickets are $8.
Exactly.
So thank you very much, Amos, for that. And we'll be sure to catch that show on April 13th, Monday, April 13th at Massivany School. And It sounds like it's going to be a really great time. Do try Absolutely. To turn out for that. And you're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM.
Tell me what to do, tell me, and I'll follow you. Tell me what to say, I'll sing it for you. Tell me what I did wrong, and tell me what I did right, and tell me now before I close my eyes. Tell me now before I go, be clear with me, don't tell me no. Doesn't matter what they say, it doesn't matter what they say, doesn't matter what they say, doesn't matter what they say, doesn't matter what they say.